Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A handful of years now back, maybe about 6 years ago, you may have heard the story of a couple that lived up in northern Minnesota who won a $2.6 million lottery jackpot. And in the press conference that they held after they announced that they were the winners, the couple said that they always bought a lottery ticket, but they were very surprised to find out that they actually won. The Conrads was this family's name, and they said they planned to use the money to help their kids and their grandkids. Sandy was the wife's name. Sandy said she planned on getting a new car, while the husband, Don, said he wanted to take a vacation to Alaska. I'd want to go to Alaska, too, so I feel with Don. When we hear stories like that, we often wonder, what would I do if something like that happened to me? What would I do if all of a sudden my life changed so dramatically like it did for the Conrads? What would you do if you were that couple up in northern Minnesota? Well, in our readings today, we are given a different what would you do scenario. Through the reading of Jonah and through the gospel where we hear about the calling of the disciples, the question is raised, what would you do if God was calling you? Our readings give us two very different stories of how God calls his people, what their response is, and how the journey unfolds from there. But they both raise the question for us, what would you do if you heard God calling you? So let's start with our first reading this morning and our first option of how people sometimes respond to God's call. In our first reading for today, we heard a small portion from the book of Jonah. And in Jonah, we see one option of what we can do when God calls you and where the journey can lead. Now, of course, the story of Jonah starts long before this small snippet of the passage that we heard this morning. Jonah is a prophet of Israel. God comes to Jonah with an important mission. He is to bring a message to the dreaded Ninevites. Now, what are Ninevites? Ninevites were residents of Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital of ancient Assyria. So if you go to Iraq today and you go to the north, modern-day Mosul is on the Tigris River. Right opposite it, you will find the ruins of the city of Nineveh. So Jonah was supposed to go from Israel to northern Iraq to deliver this message. But it is a message that Jonah does not like. God is asking him to go to Nineveh, this great ancient city, to proclaim God's judgment upon them. Now, Nineveh is the last place that Jonah wants to go, whether or not it's God calling him to do this. Nineveh was the enemy of Jonah's people. And so Jonah balked when God calls him to go on such a difficult mission. In fact, Jonah ran away from God's call. He got on a boat and tried to travel as far away from Nineveh, as far away from God's plan for him as he could get. Jonah tried mightily hard to evade God's plan for his life, but to no avail. While Jonah was on the boat, a great storm arises, right? Now we get to the part of the story where most people are familiar with it. And the sailors determined that God must be mad at somebody in their company. And they draw lots and they figure out it was Jonah, right? And so Jonah is then cast overboard into the sea where he's swallowed by either a whale or a great big fish. And it finally hits Jonah as he's in the belly of the whale that there is no running away from God's plan for your life. Just not possible. So he calls out to God for help. And finally, when he is spewed out on the shore again, you imagine having whale slime over you. Let's start our job this way. Jonah finally decides to cooperate with God's plan. Still hesitantly, still a bit unwillingly, still with doubts and concerns. But ultimately, the word of God is proclaimed, and Nineveh repents of its sin, and God spares the people of the city. If we're honest, I think we can be a bit like Jonah at times, hearing God's call, but perhaps delaying a bit in how we answer. We might drag our feet. We might pretend that we did not hear God saying to us what he clearly said to us. We might even blatantly try to avoid what we sense God is calling us to do. Or we might just want to put off for a while how we respond. There's a pastor in Pine Island who's at our text study on Tuesday at Lands, and he said that he tried to do this, that he could really feel with Jonah because he felt God's calling him into ministry, but he tried awfully hard to resist until finally he just had to surrender and say, "Yes, Lord, I will go and be a minister of the gospel." Jonah then reminds us of how skillful we can be at trying to evade or avoid God's call in our lives. Meanwhile, in our gospel reading from Mark, we have a totally different model of how to respond to God's call. This morning's gospel tells us about the call of the first disciples, leaving their boats, leaving their career, leaving the only work they've ever known behind to follow Jesus. The disciples did almost the exact opposite of what Jonah did. They see Jesus, they hear his call to follow him, and they do it. As in, right away, immediately, which is a word Mark